Which Tina is this?
Hi, Lori. It's me. I'm still working with you. Yeah,
I'm a different number, but I was like, well, okay. I'm like, I know more than one Tina now, so.
It's a different
number.
Well,
now I do. Yeah, well, I thought it was, but, you know, like I said, I don't, well, you know, too much has been going on here with me. Another puppy had parvo.
Oh, no.
But guess what? You'll be so proud of me. I saved him from dying.
Oh, good. What happened?
Me and my dog, Jonah. We spent over $3,000 on him, but you know what? It was worth it.
Oh,
he's alive
wow.
and well. And even the veterinarians and everything, they didn't give me any, you know, commend. You know, and I'm like, you know, it was a lot. I isolated us for 3 weeks.
That's amazing. Good for you.
And I took care of him. I gave him the love that he needed. I gave him, and you know, I even did home versions of stuff, you know, like Pedialyte actually works with dogs with, you know, and I did a lot of stuff, and they're going like, I bring him into the vet 3 times, 4 times, whatever, you know, and they said he doesn't have a fever, no blood is coming out, and I'm like, and see, and you know why, and then guess what? This is also going to go against the, you know, that veterinarian I'm suing.
Yeah.
I'm going to use that as well, saying that this could have been, you know, that puppy could have been saved.
Yeah, of course he could have. Yeah, they just needed to get treated faster.
Right?
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. And you know, if the veterinarian wants to argue it, I got all this to back it up, saying that I saved another puppy from this.
Yeah.
I said the same thing happened to him. He had it, got it the same day and everything, and I took him in, rushed him in, and everything.
Yeah, good for you,
but
Lori.
But are you
that's
mad at
so
me?
Great. No, no, I'm not mad at you. I just want to tell you, just to be transparent, that when I work here, I typically just collect failed payments, but I also have quotas to make with. You know, I have to get a certain amount of new sales each week, and I have to get a certain amount of saves each week. So, you know, I don't do
sales. What kind of sales?
Like new people that sign up, you know. So what I do is I kind of do overflow for the team, so that, you know, they have their own closers, you know, on the sales floor, but they expect me to get like a certain amount of sales each week. So I have like quotas to make, and then you know, I don't do any customers. I don't help people with reviews. I don't help people taking orange banners off site. I don't do any of it. You know, you I consider my friend, so, you know, I'll sometimes stop what I'm doing and you know, kind of help you out a little bit. But sometimes when I spend so much time doing that, I get behind. And then, you know, especially the last week of December, the first few weeks of January were slow anyway, but then I wasn't hitting my numbers. So if you would call in or ask me something, I'm like, I really, like, can't. Like, spend time doing that, so I'll just send it to customer service and have someone, because, I mean, it's their job, like, they're the ones that are supposed to do it, and I don't care, you know, I'm like, you're my friend, I'll do it, but sometimes it's just, it takes too long for me to kind of do that kind of stuff, you know.
Because I'm like, you must be mad at me, because we used to just go over things all the time. And
no, I know, and that's the thing, like, when I'm busy and I'm hitting my numbers and I'm getting my quota, like, I don't care, like, right now it's Friday and I hit all my numbers, I don't have, I know that the rest of the team is kind of struggling, and they had some heart-to-heart meetings saying, like, everybody, you know, push hard and do this and do that. And I'm like, wow, it feels good because I don't have to stress, you know.
You know, the thing is, you are a good salesperson. You have to be.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're just so friendly, you know. I mean, people like those friendly people, you know. I mean, you want someone, but you don't want to push them, you know, to do it. You know, like, right away either, because then they feel like if they're being pushed, then there's, you know, people like being pushed, you know, but people like persuasion, you know, but not pushed.
Well, you know what I've noticed in sales? I've been doing it for so long that on days that you have so many sales, you don't even care if you get another one. Those are the days that everybody will buy. And on days that you're struggling and you need to have one so bad, those are the days that nobody will buy. And I think people can hear it in your voice. They can hear like the
desperation. They can hear.
You can say the exact same thing. Exact same thing you would say on the day that you're getting, but just the change in the mindset on those days where you're like, man, things are good. I don't really need it. Those are the days
that sound of like a desperation. It sounds of desperation, you know? And I've had salespeople come to my door too, you know, and then first they lie to me. They lie to me though. They go, you know, we won't push you or rush you into any decision making, you know.
Yeah.
But then when they show up, well, we're ready to do it today, and I'm like, that's not what the agreement was. I didn't say I was going to do it, you know. Well, then don't waste our time, kind of thing. And I'm like, really? I said, I like to shop around for things. I said, you're not the only ones who sell that.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know.
So that's the thing. It's just so sometimes, you know, I kind of like hurt myself and my livelihood when I stop and help people and do like other kind of jobs. So, and sometimes you ask me to do things that I'm not familiar with anyway, because I don't work in customer service, you know, that's you know what I mean? So that's why, like, when you're like, oh, do this with the orange banner or do this with the, then I have to reach out to other departments and wait for them to respond. And then I have to kind of do what they ask me. So it takes like 10 times longer to do it because I'm waiting for them to respond than to just send it to them. You know what I mean? So but you know, I would never be mad at you, Lori. You and I have been friends for a long time. So
because I'm like, she's mad because I didn't get her a Christmas present this year yet.
No. I would never. No, never over that. So,
but guess what? I was in the hospital too.
What happened? Oh no!
Because I got sick. You wouldn't believe that. You know, remember when I say really terrible things happened to me?
Really
terrible things happened to me. Okay, I decided to take a bus this time. You know, public transportation.
Yes.
Okay. And all the way to Anoka County, which you know by car it takes 20 minutes, but by bus about 50 minutes, whatever it is, you know? And you know, that's fine and dandy, but I get to the one transit station and I'm just freezing cold because it's so damn cold out there. They don't have warm bus shelters. They all have them outdoors.
Oh, I see.
And it's like, but you know, and then I says, and then, you know, they put little heaters in these open shelters and I'm like, it doesn't heat up if you got the damn thing wide open to the cold.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense. That's a waste of time for and energy and electric. If you're, cause I says, you can't, if you stand right under that heater, you still can't feel it because that's how cold it is. And I'm like, it's not an enclosed bus shelter. I says, this is retarded. Whoever came up with this idea is just retarded.
Yeah.
But anyways, I was freezing cold and I asked one bus driver, you know, okay, you know, it says, if you don't know, ask the bus driver, da da da. Well, you know, the bus drivers are just asses here. So I asked the bus driver and he's like, no, I don't go there, you know? And I'm like, okay, he goes, that one over there does. Okay. So I go over to that one and that bus is already taken off while I'm ordered talking to another one. And he goes, no, I don't go there. He does. And I'm like, oh, hell no.
Oh,
and so I'm standing out in the freezing cold. I had to wait for another half an hour in the freezing cold for the bus. Right. And I've already been walking and doing everything because I had to walk so many blocks to and da-da-da-da-da. This is just stupid.
Yeah,
and
horrible.
I was getting sicker. I was really sick when I got to the courthouse. And then, and then you know, it's like, why am I even here? You couldn't have done this over the phone. So kind of shit. And I've been here for 3-4 hours. You could have done something over the phone? Really? And I said, this is retarded.
That's
and I was so sick.
Minnesota,
I was laying
too.
On the... I was laying on the bench inside and everything. And I'm like, I really feel sick. I should just go home, you know? And she goes, don't you want to finish? And I'm like, should we reschedule? I don't care. I'm sick. You know, let's get this over with if it must be, you know? Otherwise, you know, and then on the way home, I had to wait in they let you wait in the courthouse for the bus to come. Then finally, it says the bus comes at certain time, and it never came, and it never came, and I'm like, well, did I miss it? What the hell? I've been sitting here. I even see through the window that no bus came, and da-da-da. Then I'm standing out in the freezing cold again. And sure enough, here comes a bus. And I get on. And then he goes and takes me back to the train station. Okay. Then I go to the transit station. The man says he doesn't go to the other transit station. And we're right back where we started the first time. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I was so sick. I was so sick. So very sick. I couldn't even talk hardly. I couldn't breathe, nothing. And then finally, I get to the transit station over closer to here. And then I asked. You know, and then I say, oh, say, you know, take this 801 down to 44th and goes right, you know, free, you know, stops right by your house. And, and then I do it all over again like I did before. Do you go to my, you know, the street? No. That bus over there doesn't. I said, he just told me he didn't go there. And sure enough, he did. And I started walking home from the bus stop because I was freezing cold. And I passed out.
Oh, Lori. Oh, Lori.
I was so sick.
How'd they find you there?
I'm still sick. Somebody saw me fall over.
Oh my goodness.
And I called the bus thing and I said, you know, I said, I'm sick and everything. And I said, and you guys got such bus drivers that I said, I'll never take the bus transportation ever again. I said, you bus drivers don't even know where you're going. I said, then they're lying. They tell me that they don't go there when they certainly did. Cause I saw him. I went to the corner. Sure enough, I saw that bus turn right there, right down where he said he didn't turn. And I'm like, oh hell no, he did not tell me that, you know? And I'm like, oh, I was so pissed. And I, you know, and I'm like, what kind of bus drivers do that? They just play games and say, no, I don't go eat that. Nobody wants to take me there. You got to go there anyway. One of y'all does. You know,
so, but how did they find you? You passed out like walking home. How did you get to the hospital?
Well, there's lots of traffic and stuff. There's lots of traffic and stuff and lots of people. Yeah.
Wow. That's
and the ambulance,
scary.
You know, and I'm still sick. I don't know if you can still hear it in my voice a little, but I am. It's hard for me to even get rid of this stuff. And I'm like, and I said, I'm so sick. Everybody was wondering, you know, I mean, and you know that puppy that got parvo?
Yeah.
It wasn't my puppy. It was a client's puppy.
Oh, and then you helped nurse it back to health. That's so beautiful.
I did because I figured that they would try to sue me if they found out he got parvo here.
Yeah, you know, we actually...
The way some people are like that, you know.
I took my dogs in yesterday to get their yearly vaccinations, you know, the parvo and the distemper and the kennel cough. And my husband was giving me a hard time with how much I paid for three dogs. I think it was like $287. And I told him, look, that's nothing
compared to if they get...
But I told him, what if they got one of those diseases? We would be paying a lot more. I'm like, you should be happy that, you know, now I can take them to the park and the and the beach, and I don't have to worry, you know? I'm like, yeah, this is good, you know?
And they did say if you take them to parks and different places like that, and apartments, they said also apartment buildings, also our dogs really get sick, too, from parvo and stuff. And I'm like, but you know, I didn't want, and I was training this dog anyways, but he just happened to get sick in my care. And I'm like, oh, and I bonded with him. Me and Jonah, we took care of him so well.
And I'm like,
the puppy, he was back to his normal annoying self. He was biting, he was jumping, he was playing, he was getting into everything. And I'm like, well, at least now you're normal and getting on my nerves.
I love it.
But at least I'd rather have that than him dying.
Yes, exactly.
And I didn't want to tell the owners. They said I prolonged the training, even though training takes time anyways, but these people were just persistent. Well, when is that puppy coming home? When is our cut? Well, we don't want, you know, and I'm like, it should only take you 2 weeks and da 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 da. And I'm like, okay, really? And I said, you know, I said, I'm the only dog trainer for one. I said, if there's only one dog trainer, it takes them longer to do because they're doing multiple dogs. You know? I said, if it's a place where they do get assigned one dog, then of course it's going to work out better for them because they are assigned one dog to one person, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, and they have all that time, you know?
I wish you would have told them what you did though. They should have been so thankful. Wow.
Because they could have still sued me.
Oh, really?
They could have taken me to court saying that the dog got sick. in my care.
Oh, I see. Oh, yeah. So you were just being careful. I see.
Well,
okay.
Both, yes. But still, me and Jonah just bonded with this puppy, and I'm like, no, I don't want him to go, even so. But those people,
oh, yeah,
they kept bugging me. Every 3 days, a lady would panic. And I says, I understand,
yeah,
you know, I says, that you miss your puppy, but this is why I send pics and updates and everything. And I still send pics anyway, because he still looked good, you know, when he was sick. So,
yeah,
I'm so happy for
I
that.
Understand though. Yeah, if I had a dog in for training, I would miss him. So that's probably all it was. They were like anxious to get him back. You know, they were like, oh,
but yeah, but they didn't. But then they did. But they insisted on visiting, and they stayed long periods of time, and everything. And I'm like, you know, I says, you do know this slows down the process, because, you know, I mean, if you listen to all the, you know, the board and train program, I says, if you do your homework, they'll tell you the same thing. You know,
yeah,
I said, you have to allow them to do their job without you pestering them, you know, constantly. I said,
yeah,
you know, nobody can answer your, you know, phone calls and your texts constantly, because they do work with other dogs too. You know, it's not like, you know, they're just sitting by the phone waiting for your call. You
I'm
know?
So glad you're feeling
but
better
still.
Too. That's so amazing. I'm so happy that you're feeling better. That's good. Oh,
but I'm kind
of,
I'm still kind of not. I'm not 100%. I'll tell you that right now. But I'll tell you, it was like awful. And I complained to that bus company, and she's like, well, I'm so sorry. And, you know, and it's like, I know it's not your fault. It is the driver's fault. You know, those ass wipes, you know, just tell me, oh, no, they don't go there. And the other one does. No, not me. The other one does. You know? And I'm like, I can't even depend on public transportation to get me where I'm going. Really?
Right. It's like nobody wants to do their job anymore, you know? It's crazy.
And I was like, what the hell, you know? And I says, I said, I just got too sick. I said, I couldn't, you know, I mean, I was, my lungs were just full of fluid.
Oh my God.
They kind of are. They kind of still are. But I was walking,
yeah,
so I was in so much pain too, when I was walking. I couldn't even walk anymore. In the cold.
Wow.
I was shaking and walking at the same time, and I kept going, like, I was wobbling around, and I said, I can't even do this anymore, and it fell right over.
Yeah, you probably had a fever if you were shaking. Yeah,
I mean,
that's not good.
I said, I was left in the damn cold.
Yeah, that's really bad. Yeah, that's perfect conditions to get, like, violently sick in, you know? That's terrible. So... But what were you telling about, Lori? Because we're having trouble with the payment again. But besides that, you said
you were trying
to reply to the review and you couldn't?
No, I could. I couldn't try. I tried to get in, but there's nothing there to get into it.
Okay. I think that's probably just because we're having trouble with the payment. Because once
This was before. My payment was due. Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It was like first of all, it was a couple weeks ago or so.
Well, if it's about responding from the dashboard, the account has to be current to get in the dashboard. If you want to respond directly from the Google Business page, then I can have James call you back. He's the one that does, like, the verification and stuff, and he would help you get into the Google Business page so that you could respond. I think it would be easier for you to do it from the dashboard. Let me just see which one it was, though.
But like I said, I was doing this way before the payment was due, even, like I said. So
yeah. No, because that's just an internal thing with our dashboard.
Because when I went up in there, I followed the instructions, and I said, and still, there's nowhere to go to get this review, to reply for this review.
Mm-hmm. It's the one, J. Rob, 1302, right? The one that wrote it back in August?
Whenever. I mean, yeah.
Okay.
And like I said, that must have been too, because I never saw that one ever either before.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why
I wonder if you tell me what to write and I respond to it, I wonder if it would show that I'm doing it or if it would look like it came from your business because I'm on your dashboard. Let me try. I'll just try to respond and see what happens.
Okay.
What do you want to say to that? What do you want to respond?
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm not even sure if I know who this person is, but if it's the person I think it is, this is the person who actually abandoned his dog here.
Oh, I remember you were telling me that.
Yep.
the one that was trained for a service dog, and he had, and 10 months later, all of a sudden he calls, never even bothered to show up or pay for his dog or nothing for anything that we agreed upon. And I was, you know, and then never, I could never find him, and he lied about where he was staying and everything.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the dude. I think that's the dude. But if it's not,
he sounds like a weirdo, because he's saying like his problem was he wanted his dog to be aggressive, and you made his dog nice. Like, what a weirdo. You know, I'm like, what
that's
a weirdo.
What I'm saying.
Who wants
and I'm
to
like,
make their
and
dog
like,
aggressive?
Said, and I'm thinking that, but he's the one that wanted his dog trained as a service dog, and they're not supposed to be aggressive.
Yeah.
So that's what I wanted to respond to. That he did abandon his dog here.
Okay.
He had his dog come here for training to be a service dog, and then never heard from again since. But except for 10 months later when he decided to call back.
Okay. Unfortunately, there are two sides to the story, or there is another side to the story. Side
if it is what I think it is, otherwise I don't know who it is otherwise. told you I'm still not 100%.
So, but unfortunately there's another side to the story. This client, I'll put if it is who I think it is. Not just put this client. I don't want to put it because that's this client abandoned their dog.
No, he brought his dog here for training, for service dog training.
Okay.
Then he abandoned the dog because he never showed up, never paid a payment that was agreed upon. He never honored the contract. Nothing.
For service dog training, right?
Yep.
Okay, he brought his dog in for service dog training and then abandoned him.
Yep.
And then abandoned
never honored
the dog.
Contract. Yep, never honored the contract, never heard from him again, nothing. Never received any payment, nothing. That was agreed upon on the contract because he was supposed to pay me monthly.
Yeah.
And every time I called him, I'd never hear back from him. I couldn't find him. I couldn't find where he lived anymore. Nothing. He said he didn't live wherever anymore. All this other crap. So like I said, he didn't do anything, you know?
He never paid for the services, fulfilled the contract, or came back for his dog.
Never even checked on, never even checked up on his dog. Nothing. He just never heard from him again for like 10 to 11 months later.
Okay. Not even to check in on his well-being.
Mm-hmm. And service dogs are trained to be badass dogs.
He took him back though, right?
I gave him back. Because I got tired of fighting, and I had an attorney call, and he didn't have an attorney. He goes, I don't need one. And I said, yeah, you do. He goes, have your attorney call me. And I said, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't do it. So like I said, he wouldn't do anything. He wouldn't honor payment for anything. But I finally I was nice enough to give him his dog back anyways, because he was a family member.
Okay.
And I don't do that. I don't keep dogs because someone didn't pay.
Okay, so unfortunately, there's another side to the story. This person brought his dog in for service dog training, then abandoned the dog. He never paid for the services, fulfilled the contract, or came back for his dog, not even to check on his well-being. Approximately 11 months later.
Yep.
Later, demanded his dog returned without even offering to pay for boarding
for his training.
Yeah, but 11 months, that makes him look bad. Training or the food.
Well, that is, it does make him look bad because he didn't do what he did.
Food, food and supplies used while he was in my care, you know?
Right.
Okay. Unfortunately, this person brought in his dog for service dog training, then abandoned the dog. He never paid for the services, fulfilled the contract, or came back for his dog, not even to check on his well-being. Approximately 11 months later, he demanded his dog returned without even offering to pay for boarding, training, or the food and supplies used while he was in my care.
But I was kind-hearted to give him his dog back anyway.
Okay, there we go.
I was, because I'm not like that. Everybody kept seeing, even my veterinarian said, keep the dog, keep the dog. And I'm like, he owes $10,000-something. I said, that dog's not going to, I can't sell that dog for $10,000.
Right. I'll put legally, since his fees were extensive, I had the right to keep the dog, but being kind-hearted as I am, I returned it to him or something, right?
Returned his dog, yeah, to him.
Okay. Legally, since his fees were expensive.
And I actually literally said this, too, and I said, knowing that you are not going to pay me, I'm still giving you your dog back because he is a family member. And even though he didn't deserve his dog back, I did it anyway because I knew he wasn't, you know, I knew he wasn't going to be a good owner anyways.
Being a kind-hearted person, I returned his dog to him. I'll just put this nasty review is what I get for being nice to someone or something, right?
Yep. Because I worked out a finance, program too, a payment plan, and he still didn't honor it. Because I told him if he didn't honor the contract, then he would have to pay in full. Well, I never got either one of them, so.
Well, I could put that in here if you want, just right where I put legally, since his fees were extensive, I could put, and I offered him a payment plan.
I had
the right to keep the dog. Okay, I'll put that. I'll put, and I offered him a payment plan.
Mm-hmm.
However, being a kind-hearted person, I returned his dog to him. Guess this nasty review is what I get for being so nice to someone. Okay, I think that's good.
Basically,
and then I'll
post
it. Yeah, so unfortunately, let me post it, and then I'll see when it goes live on Google if it looks like it came from you or if it looks like it came from Local Splash or if it shows that Tina wrote it. You know, I just want to see how it shows up on Google. Yeah, because if
it
looks like
it
came
in my dashboard, it should be from me.
It should look like it came from you, yes, but I'm logged in to your dashboard as Tina, you know? Why I wonder if it's going to, but I guess I could always, if I had to, I could log out of mine and just use your credentials to go in, but let's just wait and see when it goes live on Google.
Or you could did you already put it in? Because you could put the trainer Lori. You can put Lori with the trainer.
I already put it in, but let's just wait and see for it to post. So let me see. Brown dog training. It usually won't post right away. Sometimes it does.
Well, you know, I found out, believe it or not, it is true. Because I actually had somebody, I had one client do it from his laptop, and then I had another client do it from a phone. And guess whose review popped in there faster than the other? The one with the phone did.
Oh,
the phone
really?
Came up right, yes, it came right in there, and I said, "So Audrey, yours is in there," and I said, "And his is not yet."
Mm-hmm.
Yep. If you're using the phone, it comes in very fast. It pops right up in there. But if you're using a laptop or a tablet or anything else other than your phone, then it doesn't go in there right away. I'm very smart when I do things.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't see it on there yet, Lori, but I'll circle back to this in a day or so.
That's because you're not using your phone. That's when you're not using your phone. That's why.
Yeah, I don't have my phone at my desk right now, so I can't check it, but I'll check it.
I've learned it, because I did that with somebody else's review, too, because I knew somebody else, and he said that he gets the same thing, though. He said, some reviews come really fast, and then others you got to wait for to show up
on
there. And I said, it's because of the phones. If you're using your phone, it goes in right away. But if you're not, it doesn't. Because somebody did it from their desktop, too, and it didn't go in. He said it took a couple of days. And I said, this is what I'm telling you. It's true. And he goes, the phones must be much faster, you know, than just having it done from, you know, a different computer thing. Even an iPad won't do it. It's just your phone. It comes in right away. So,
It actually says response from the owner, and it's on Google. So it looks like you wrote it. Good.
Yep.
So, I think that's because I posted it from your dashboard. So, so it says response from the owner. So even though I wrote it, it looks like you did. So that's good. So next time, if you have a problem with responding to review, you could even write something on Facebook and say, hey, Tina, can you please respond and just put this in there or that, and then I can just copy it and paste it and put it on there for you, you know?
But I've been going through so much these past weeks that it's like I needed someone real nice to talk to like you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. You're so nice.
Because I told you I helped out a person. Remember, I was helping out someone. I didn't tell you that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Oh.
No, I thought
he's
you
gone.
Did. Oh, no.
He's
no,
gone.
No, that was that wasn't the worker that you had, was it? Maybe that's who I'm thinking.
What do you mean worker?
You had a worker that you were helping out, but he was the one that ended up being there when the dog got out, and then you got blamed on it.
That's a different guy. No, I was helping out someone else, a client. He was homeless.
Oh, no.
He moved from Missouri. Okay. Well, he moved from Missouri to here for a job. And then I started to get to know him better, believe it or not, which was a mistake. He ended up, it's really bad. He ended up getting kicked out of, you know, moving. He doesn't even keep one job at all. And he doesn't stay in one place. He goes and rents a place and he doesn't get along with people. So he can't work with people. He always ends up in fights with people. So he doesn't lose his jobs and, you know, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, you know, I said, well, you're going to have to do something. You know, if you want a place to live in, you know, and you want to make money, you're going to have to figure something out to get along with people. You know,
right,
keep a place
right.
to live. Well, let him stay here for 3 weeks. Well, that was just the biggest mistake ever in my life. I was taking care of his dog already, his two dogs already, and he still owes me $350 for that. And I'm never getting that neither, but that's beside the point. I let him stay out on the front porch, right, because it's a four-season porch. It's just like a living room out here. You know, it's a big area. But, you know, I told him to keep it clean, just have respect. To keep it clean, because this is also a business, and this is where this is the first thing clients see when they come in, is this, you know?
Right.
Well, he never honored that. He never did respect that at all. And then he would always eat up all my food, and he would lie to me and say he didn't have no money, but he'd go shopping at the tool place, come back with some tools. And I'm like, so I don't know where you're getting your money then, because you say you don't have the money to pay me, but you're always about shopping and doing whatever. You know, and
right,
going to the gym and whatever, and you're buying food at McDonald's, and then he lies and says he doesn't eat beef, you know. Well, guess what? Haven found his, you know, because like I said, he leaves a mess, and Haven found a bag here with stuff in it, and I was trying to get him out of there, but it was too late because I already seen the McDonald's burger stuff. And I'm like, you do know McDonald's has, you know, cheeseburgers, you know what they are, right? Beef, right? Why would you tell me you don't eat beef if you lie and you eat beef, you know? But he lied about a lot of things, but that's not the worst part. 4:30 in the morning, the police are knocking on my door.
Oh, no. What happened?
For him.
But what did he have a warrant out, or did he go
steal
something?
You know, I thought so. You know, I thought that, and you know, wouldn't you know that's such a weird, it's so weird because a few days before that happened, I thought that, watch him, he'll be wanted and the police will be coming to take him away or something, you know? And I had that all in my, already in my head before this even happened, and I'm like, sure enough, the cops are pounding at the door, forcing him, and I'm like, oh hell, I was right. Like, just watching it, I'm like, there's just no way this is possible. And I said, wouldn't you know, I'm always right when these things happen. So, and you know, they stood up here for a half an hour, and I really yelled at the officer too. I mean, not here, I went on the phone, you know, because I talked to him on the phone, and I'm like, 4:30 a.m, really, what were you thinking? You know, I says, what, you got nothing, apparently you got nothing better to do in the middle of the night, but come on.
Yeah.
You know, 4:30 in the morning, waking people up, you know, and my guess is I think that because they were paying, you know, they were, you know, keeping record of when he left and when he came.
Yeah.
Because he would leave like at 5 to 6 in the morning, you know, so I suppose getting here the earlier the better, you know, so I kind of just, you know. But I said, why couldn't you just take him to the station like you normally do with people and question him down there instead of being out here for a half an hour? You know,
right?
And all this other crap. I'm like, really, you're going to be out here for a half an hour for this? And then they say, well, you know what, though? He's got a lot of citations everywhere. He says, I don't know why it is, but everywhere I go, cops follow me. And I'm like, and this is not good for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And then they come a second time. And then they come a second time.
One of these times, you're going to try to help the wrong person, and you're going to get hurt. You know what I mean? Be careful.
And they come a second time and give him a citation or whatever, and I'm like, why didn't you just do that the first time you were here if you're going to give him a damn citation? I says, instead of talking to him for a half an hour, if he's going to lie to you, then take him downtown like you would normally, like a normal person.
Yeah.
You know, take him to the station instead of standing out in front of my house making it look stupid, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, God.
Yeah. Now you have a reputation in the neighborhood.
Well, I did anyway, because thanks
terrible.
To the neighbor anyway. Remember?
Oh,
the neighbors.
Yeah.
And guess what? Now something else bad happened. I'm telling you, bad thing. But you know what? Two more bad things happened. You know, I don't know what it is, but the neighbor lady, remember the neighbor lady is the one I hate the most, and she's been calling the city and police on us all the time?
Yes.
Wouldn't you know it? About 1-2 in the morning, I hear this big crash, right? And I'm looking out, and you know, I didn't see it happen, but I seen two cars driving away, and I'm like, okay. So I come down, you know, and look, and her car is sitting up on the curb and everything else, because they smacked into her car, and I'm like, so there is a God, yes.
Wow. And
I'm like,
wow,
so something
amazing.
Terrible did happen, you know what I'm thinking? And I took it, that's long, and I'm like, too bad she wasn't in the car.
Yeah, like it was like karma, right?
And I was like, yes, there's God. I said, you were finally listening to me or what? You know, what's the deal? It took you so damn long. And I'm like, what happened? It's like, it shouldn't take you 3 years for this.
You're funny.
You know?
You're funny.
But still,
that's
I'm thinking, I wanted to be alive when it happened. I wanted to see it happen myself.
You
wanted
to see it with your own eyes.
I didn't want to wait for anybody to be dead to happen. I'm like, no, I got to have front row seat for all this, you know. And you know, but the sad thing is, just the other day, she did fall and broke her hip,
ooh,
I mean.
That's very
well, and
sad.
You know,
yeah.
And Philip's like, the lady's yelling for help. And I said, and what for this time, you know? And I said, I said, when we asked her the last time when she fell and we asked her if she was okay, she went, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's going to look good, you know? So I go out back and they said, no, she's really screaming for help. And I'm like, okay. So I go up there and I yell at her saying, you know, I says, are you okay? And she goes, help me, help me. And I'm like, oh, she really does need running. I'm coming through, going to her yard and everything. And she's telling the ambulance, she's coming to help me, you know. So I did go over there to help her. And wouldn't you know, she was a decent person, for God's sakes.
Wow.
I was like, I've never seen her be like this. And I'm like, she's actually a normal person. And I'm like, God, Lord, it's like, what happened? And I go, don't try to move your leg or anything, you know. She goes, okay, I can't, you know, because I, you know, she must have really felt good because her slipper went flying somewhere else. We couldn't
She's
going to
remember
while.
That you were the one that helped. That's amazing, Lord. But anyhow, I have to go. I just got a notification that we're having a 3:45 meeting, so I got to go. But what's going on with the payment? It's saying that the card that we have is no longer valid.
Oh, I got a new card. I got a new card, but I have to, I'll give it to you. I'll have to give it to you later then.
Yeah, no problem. We can do it maybe on Monday if you want.
Yeah.
Will that work?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I said
it.
I'd give it to you later, but it's a new card altogether.
Okay, let's do it next week.
I had fraud on my card.
Well, thank you for filling me in on everything. Have a lovely weekend. I'll pray that you get stronger and stronger each day, Lori. I'm happy that you're feeling a little bit better at least, you know.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk more next week, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take care now. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.